You tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. We're now going to send it over to Studio 2A with Lady T and Famous Ones.
All right. Thank you so much, Luke. Yes, this is Lady T right here on the second hour for Locos Only, KXCI Tucson. And hailing from the San Lucie community on the Thon Autumn Nation, give it up for Famous Ones.
We'll be right back. again, La Tejano, streaming now on all digital platforms. All right, and the next one that we got coming up, it's going to be a little two-step, and it's coming up off the upcoming album, VMA Pete, and this is going to be the latest drop, I guess the single, so everybody tap in.
Famous Ones right here in the building on Locals Only KXEI Tucson. This is Lady T hosting tonight's Locals Only with the band whose style is versatile. And yeah, thanks guys for coming all this way. As I mentioned in the beginning, they're coming all the way from San Lucie Community, which is a part of the Thonathem Nation. So they little bit of a travel for them. So I'm going to go ahead and give them an opportunity to introduce themselves and let the listeners know what instrument you all are playing. We'll start right here to my left.
All right, my name is Jace Puffer, and I'm playing the bajo tonight.
My name is AJ Flores. I'm playing the accordion tonight.
My name is Carl Flores. I'll be playing bass and keyboard tonight.
All right, how's everybody doing? My name is Chad Flores, and I'm on drums tonight. So make sure y'all tap in.
Yes. So, you know, for KXEI, the album Consistent was actually featured on Your Morning Brew as the featured album of the week with Jim Blackwood. And from there, it went on to be in the new album release. So it got a lot of play here on KXAI Airwaves, and has to be one of my favorite albums from you all, just because of the versatility of that album. And I know you guys have definitely put out a lot more albums since that one. So, but let's take it from the beginning. How did you all become a band?
All right. The band started out, we had played with previous bands before, and we weren't too sure if we were going to like venture out and join another group that was already established, or go ahead and establish our group ourselves, which we really wanted to do. And it was me and Carl that had started out, and one of other our members is DJ Big Time. And it was just a three-man band, and then we had started out, you know, just recording in the room, you know what I mean, little home studio set up, and it actually worked out pretty good. And then as we went on through the years, we recruited different members, and, you know, we cycled through different members and stuff like that, but we always remain, because, you know, we're brothers, so, you know, we're going to stick it out through and through. Yeah, so that's how the group pretty much started, and that was back in, like, 2011.
Wow, okay. But music is also something you all grew up hearing, right?
Yes, we have. Yeah, so in the household, it was like always music playing, and you know what I mean? If it's somebody just cleaning up or just chilling, you know what I mean? Even the chicken scratch, because my dad or our father, he played drums too as well, so that's where we picked up the influence from. So it was a pretty good thing that we grew up around, like different types of genres of music, you know, because people call us old souls too, because we'll be like, oh, no, we like that old school, you know what I mean, that funk, that Zappa Roger type of, you know what I mean, type of sound. Yeah, so people look at us like that too. They're like, oh, yeah, you guys had to have at least some cool parents, because, you know, you guys grew up listening to that kind of music.
Listening to that soul and funk. And how do you think that the sounds that you grew up, you're able to integrate to what you all play today?
Oh, yeah, of course, especially with the electronics. We like to take, like, the old synthesizers that they used back in there, or tweak it ourselves to make, like, our own signature sounds that they use.
Nice.
Or ours for ourselves.
Are you guys going to add in the talk box one of these days?
Actually, I got a talk box.
Oh,
yeah, we bought it for him for Christmas.
Nice.
So I'm trying to integrate it and cool. Trying to practice on it. It's kind of hard.
That's like Famous One Future stuff.
Yeah. Sure.
Probably,
sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Said the price is going up.
Yeah, but I like enjoying it. So, but I'm not as good as I wanted to be, but when I come out,
yeah,
I'm gonna be good when I come out with it.
So take us back to your first album. What was the first album you all, as Famous Ones, put out? And how do you feel that your musical journey has turned out today?
The first album that we put out was the Versatile Music EP, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and we had recorded that one, and that's what we just had joined another set of members, you know, because it's a funny fact how that came around, because we were just like, everybody stayed local, so we just clicked up to, you know what I mean, just to play gigs to get some money. Yeah, so we went ahead and did that, and then that's when we were like, oh, we got some kind of chemistry, so we had started out and recorded that. Actually, we recorded two albums within 1 year that first time we had went to the studio, and the music's been going good since then, you know, even like that first album had monumental songs that people still want to hear till this day, you know, that was back in 2011, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's been a long journey, and then even like incorporating, like how he said, the, you know, the talk box and the electronic synth, you know, and then the new jack swing as well, and then as well as the corridos, you know what I mean? So we just pretty much just kept elevating, you know, that's what we plan to do, just keep elevating.
That's awesome. Yes. So with your music, I know you said that first year you put out two albums, but over the years you guys have put out multiple albums in 1 year.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
How many albums total now?
We have 33 albums and one EP out right now.
Wow.
Not including the one that we were just talking about right now from 2016.
Mm-hmm.
That's just on digital platform.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. And then besides the music, I know you guys are involved in your own community in San Lucie. So what ways are you involved there?
Yeah, well, I like how they got in contact with us, with our own community, by giving back to the kids during Christmas time. We do like Christmas caroling, so and plus we do the shirts as well on the other side business, so everybody can lick all the part, and all the kids, they get like tambourines and stuff like that, and then we go out to, we have a community day where we give out presents for the kids, and we also perform there, like Christmas songs, or we can just do like regular water songs as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then even that too, we got invited to, like, we usually get invited to the elderly center too, to provide music for, like, they have like the birthday, like somebody's, all the birthdays in one day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we incorporate that too, and just like try to be more active in the community, pretty much.
Yeah, that's good. That's really awesome that you're able to do what you do as musicians, but also always making time and giving back to the community, who I'm sure has also supported you guys and your music as well.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to San Lucie. You know, we got a lot of shares off the post, you know what I mean, coming up here.
Nice.
So everybody's been supporting it. And we just had an article drop, too, on the Native American Music Awards page, too. So everybody was showing support for that, too.
Yeah, awesome. And for those who are not too familiar, the listener, San Lucie is actually right next to Hillabend, so like west of Tucson. So hopefully you guys had an okay travel this way.
Yeah,
and again,
sure.
Thank you for coming. But we'll go ahead and let you all get back to some music on the next break. I want to talk about that Christmas album. I didn't even know y'all dropped.
Oh, yes. I hope you saw the cover. You
know what I mean? I did. We'll talk more about it, though.
Yeah, for sure. All right. And this next song is a track that we had to bring back. You know, it was on one of the, I think it was on the second album that we had put out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a highly requested song, so we went ahead and just re-released it again.
I noticed that too.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, your first album is one of my favorite albums, because mm-hmm. Again, at the time when it came out, it was different. It was a different sound, and I really
like
that.
Yeah, even like the intro, we're like, oh, what is this? And then next thing you know, then you hear the first song, which is Everything. That's a monumental song too, as well. So it was a good thing to lead out straight out the gate with that song.
Yeah,
to be
sure.
Different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this next song that we're gonna go ahead and get into is it's called Baracho Loco. I'm pretty sure you know. You can hear it. You hear it. All right. So let's get right into it.
Oh,
You can stream that album on the 16th. Definitely off the new tape, VM8P. Make sure y'all tap in with all the other albums. 7P, 6P, 5P, 4P, 3P. Make sure y'all tap in. All right, and this next song that we're going to go ahead and get into is going to be a ranchera, I guess a polka, a barda. And it's called YT. And it's coming up off the new album as well. So y'all take a listen. YT coming up off the new album. And this next song that we're going to go ahead and get into is off the new tape as well. And it's called Fan Du Dessous Relation. So make sure y'all tap in with that one. This one's a fan favorite of ours too as well. So make sure y'all tap in.
All right. Awesome. Cumbia and Ajadi mixing it up right here. KXEI Tucson. This is Lady T hosting Locals Only, Famous Ones in the house, representing the Thon Autumn Nation. Thank you guys so much for coming in. And yeah, thanks. We're going to go ahead and pick up where we left off and talk a little bit more about the albums before we get back to some music. So I know you've all have focused on the Waira music, or also known as the chicken scratch music, but you've also ventured into other sounds, hip hop sounds, corridos, even bringing in singers and, you know, like trumpet players, or I don't know what you call the big ones. What are they called? Those big
the chachetas.
So can you talk a little bit about that? Like, how do you get folks? Like, you just know people, or do you meet people or other artists online and invite them to record with you all?
When I started my Instagram again, artists started following me, and so I hit them up to do collabs, because they said they like my music, the way how I play, because it's so kind of like different than everybody else's. And so I asked them if they want to collab, let them pick a beat, whatever I had already recorded, because I recorded at home already. And so, yeah, that's how that comes together. They like record at their own house, you know.
Oh, and you guys just send the song back and forth to each other?
Yeah, like they'll send me like the vocals, and then I would just send them like the instrumentals, and then we'll mix and master it.
Cool. That's awesome that you're able to use social media to branch out like that and meet other artists.
For sure, yeah. Especially like on Instagram or TikTok, that's where you get your collabs at.
Yeah. I think the Connections album, I thought that was a really good representation of that collaboration.
Yeah. Because, those are artists that I still work with till now. Like, some of them like recorded the instruments for me, like the tololoches, chachetas. They recorded for me, so I don't have to like try to go look for somebody in like AZ. Yeah. They can just easily record it real quick.
Cool. That's awesome. So do you all have a favorite out of your album library?
Oh my god.
Trick question.
Probably for AJ, I like that OG Skywalker. I like
that. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's kind of my favorite. I spend more time on that one.
Yeah.
I can't say my favorite because I have one that's unreleased. Shout out to C Tega. We haven't released it yet. We're planning on releasing it probably during the summer.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out to everybody that's been working with us. C Tega, we got Reyes. Who else we got?
Rodrigo Lopez. We got Ojitos. This Stino Electrical.
Who else is there? Yeah, we're like a whole group, like where you can send each other songs, and with them, they collab on amongst themselves as well.
Yeah,
so they get on each other's own songs and all that.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a big community, you know.
Oh, cool.
Of like just like underground artists or small artists, you know. You know, and then we have our occasional like big artists that comes out into the community to help out.
Yeah, shout out to everybody though. Shout out to Young Nate. We have a single with Young Nate.
Oh yeah, Young Nate.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out to him. He's from the whole town, Hilo Bend.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, trying to make it out.
Yeah, for sure. That was a good one too to say that was our favorite, because we did shoot a music video for that one coming soon. And the audio's out right now. Streaming on all platforms, and that was pretty much one of the favorite ones, because that's our first video that we actually shot too as well. So that was a pretty good experience. Everything that AJ puts out, because some of them that he sends to us is not even released yet, so we couldn't even tell you if it's out yet.
like today I just created another one. It's called Dancing with Somebody. I'll probably put a snippet out on Instagram.
Oh cool. Wow, that's so awesome that your creativity juices just keep flowing like nonstop.
For sure. Yeah, we got a lot of albums coming out. Shout out to Jace too. He just barely joined like a month ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's like an official Famous Ones
band
member?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Because for a while it's just been you three.
Right.
Okay.
So, been with these guys since day one.
Okay. Yeah, he's been tapped in since the beginning, you know what I mean? Because he was still up and coming, you know, he was still legit.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah. Sweet. So, Jace, what's that been like for you coming in? You know, we got these three brothers that grew up doing what they do.
It's been fun. I've been watching these guys since I was little because they've been playing. Their mom and dad live next to me. So, they've been playing gigs here and there, and I'll go and help them out. And when they asked me to join, it's just been fun ever since.
Nice.
It was more to come.
Cool. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, like they said, we've been practicing for like a month. So, mm-hmm. Especially with him playing guitar, he plays drums, that's why. So, we had to transition to the ball.
Big transition, but it's fun. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, so, for sure.
So, you just started learning the guitar?
No, I've been playing for a while, but okay. This is just the first time I've actually got to.
Okay.
Play it out more.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, we got gigs coming up soon. We're going to Mexico like on the 20.
Like 2 weeks.
Oh, what part of Mexico?
Sonora.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get the whole group all together.
Nice.
Big Bro actually took over the management. So we got a trailer and all that. So we got a trailer and all that. And then we finally got upgraded our music equipment and all that. Mm-hmm. And then I got a few members coming up soon, so I want a full sound band.
Oh, okay, great. That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's been pretty cool, too, you know, just incorporating people that are from the hometown as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, yeah, you down to play? Yeah, but, you know, we do take it serious, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. We make sure we keep that in mind, too, as well. You know, it's a business for us, you know what I mean? It's cool to play and have fun and stuff like that, but we try to be as professional as we can, too, at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. And then, so you guys dropped an album, a Christmas album during the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it's something that we talked about last summer. We're trying to get, who did we get on there? Who was on the,
On the Corridos.
On the Corridos, on the White Christmas.
Yeah, because that album was it was mixed up too. It was Chicken Scratch, and it had the Corridos, you know.
Yeah, we wanted to integrate all the Christmas songs all together, especially during that time. That was probably like the busiest we ever been. Like probably like from like October all the way to like probably like New Year's Eve, we've been busy like nonstop with the shirts and then collabing and going to the studio and then doing the full sound band. And doing mm-hmm. that Christmas album and all that. So
And then as well as we had the class going at the same time simultaneously for the kids in the community too as well.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's all, you know what I mean? It usually gets busy at the end of the month, at the end of the year. So that was a pretty cool. You have played those songs previously, you know what I mean, for the past 2 years, because we said we've been doing like the Christmas killing around the neighborhood and stuff like that. So it was like, it wasn't really nothing just to go in and just lay it down on, you know what I mean, lay it down on wax. So that's how that came about. And then even like with the album cover we had talked about a little bit earlier, I made that like a year before it even came out. You know what I mean? It was just, we were just talking about it, and I was like, oh, you know, it'd be pretty cool. And, you know, we put us in a snow globe and cartoon ourselves.
Yeah.
It is a cute album. Yeah, sure. Album cover.
Yeah,
it
so even we do like, you know what I mean, like picture, like imaging and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So if anybody needs any flyers done, you know, stuff like that, we do that as well, too.
Yeah. So, with the work that you all do outside of music, what are y'all most proud of?
For myself, most proud of the clothing, you know what I mean? Because like I said, we always like to be fresh, you know what I mean? So it even feels better to create our own, you know what I mean, attire. And then, you know what I mean? And have people like, oh yeah, well, who's that? And I was like, oh no, this is mine. You know, I made this right here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's been my favorite part, as for Chad, you know what I mean? It was the apparel line.
I think it's just the whole thing, you know what I mean? Because I managed the whole thing, so it's just like to integrate it and like see all the business that we venture off as well. Like, I don't know, it's like a lot of, I'm pretty much just keeping busy at the same time, you know, mixing albums and then helping him with the shirts and then getting calls and answering emails. Yeah. I could just barely answer an email like yesterday, like 2 months ago.
Yeah, for me, it's probably helping out smaller artists. Like, I helped out a lot of artists throughout the years. With, because they'll be asking me like to do accordion recordings,
oh cool,
or like guitar recordings, you know, or bass recording, you know, just like instrumental stuff,
mm-hmm.
and people will be asking for that.
Yeah, awesome.
And as for me, it would have to be exploring new music because these guys have different tastes and it's something new that I've never seen. So it's fun to explore and try new things out.
That's good.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So that's what we like. People that are into the kind of same vibe as we are, you know what I mean? They're not scared to take risks and, you know what I mean, try some different kinds of music, because you'd be surprised at some of the cumbias that we do play, where they came from, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're pretty much covers, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. we just flipped them into a cumbia, you know what I mean? You couldn't really tell when you hear the original version of it, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So the music, most of it is covers, and then you also have some original music?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and then the corridos, pretty much, he does his own section of covers, you know what I mean? Then he does, like, his own section of just originals that are his own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, for my covers, I just post it on, like, Instagram, TikTok. But then my originals, I'll put it out to the masses.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything that you hear on it was me now.
Okay.
Before, these two, Chad and Carl, used to help me record them back in 2023.
Yeah.
We recorded an album called Do Yo. And these three were on it. It was like 19 songs on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I invested in myself and bought studio recording stuff so I can create my own music.
Yeah.
At my own pace. So I had to keep going to the studio. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, awesome. For sure. Because, some of his corridos, I recorded bass in the kitchen like at 2 in the morning.
Oh. Yeah.
After we practice or we do like shirts and all that. And yeah, especially with him, he's starting to play bass himself. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I just started learning so I don't have to keep bothering him, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning trying to get this recording done.
Awesome. Wow, that's so cool. Well, yeah, again, thank you all for coming this way and being a part of the Locos Only. The new album that you all have, you said it's not out yet. No. Or is it out?
It's in hand. It could be out. So you could go home with it today.
Well, when do you plan on dropping it?
3/16/25.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So the 16th and then the 15th is the other album, the Corrido album.
It's just an EP.
Or EP.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. So you're going to be dropping two albums then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Like
next week, yeah.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah, we had to make up for January because we're busy, so.
Yeah, January and February, we haven't dropped nothing.
Yeah. And so do you guys usually plan out, like, okay, this year, this is our goal, how many albums we want to get out? Or is it just kind of spontaneous or like?
I think the only planning was just last year. I was like, you know what? We're going to drop 12 albums in 12 months. see if we can pull it off.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but we put it off.
Wow.
I lied because we skipped a month and then we dropped twice. I think it was what? In
November. November. We missed
September. Yeah, because that's supposed to be Book of Frost.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we missed September and we made it up by dropping in November twice.
Yeah. Book of Frost still coming soon. Yeah, then even like that, this year we said we were going to relax and look how it's going already.
Yeah, we said we're going to take some time off, but we lied to ourselves.
Yeah,
because we already have stuff for the summer already.
Okay.
A shout out to Young Nate. We got a single coming out for the summer too.
All right, nice. I'm looking forward to that music video as well. That's going to be cool.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been a fun time, you know what I mean? It's just, we're barely getting started, pretty much.
Yeah. All right. Well, if there's anything you guys want to add or any shout-outs that you guys want to give to anybody out there.
Yeah, shout-out to Compos for supplying the music and all that. Shout-out to Mr. Tibbs for the cuts. Shout-out to, oh, my God. There's a lot of sponsors that we have. But shout-out to everybody, you know what I mean? Shout-out to the artists that we've been working with. Shout-out to everybody that is encouraging and supporting us as well. Thanks for all the love and all that.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to all the artists that actually said yeah to me to collab, because I was surprised that they even said yeah when I was a small artist trying to come up, and they were like pulling big numbers at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I also shout out to A-Rap. He did our trailer, and he did AJ's guitar as well.
Shout out
to A-Rap.
Oh yeah, that's nice, your guitar.
For sure, yeah. Trying to be different than everybody else.
Cool. So what is it, what is one thing that, you know, what are the listeners or the fans have to look forward to from you all this year?
Pretty much just more music, you know what I mean? But that's regular now, you know what I mean? We always have music coming out. It's just maybe more shows and stuff like that. Maybe you can get a chance to come out and see us, or maybe if you're looking for somebody to book, you know what I mean, just get in contact with us, you know, Google us, you can find us. And that's pretty much it, you know. So we're just pretty much just gearing up for gigs, pretty much, because we can record all day, you know what I mean? That's pretty much easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the only good thing. And then even with Jace joining the group, too, so we're just looking forward to more new things, you know.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. What was the question again? My fault.
Oh, just what is it that the listeners and the fans have, what do they have to look forward to from Famous Ones this year?
Famous Ones, yeah, just more music and more with the other business as well, like the clothing and all that. What else we got coming up? We got, like I said, we got another single coming out with Young Nate during the summer. I'm going to drop an album during the summer. And then next month we got Cold Devils 3, 9789?
Yeah.
I was just mixing and mashing that on the way this way.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to finish it on the way home.
April 20th, so make sure y'all tap in.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So another thing, too, that I just wanted to help the listeners to be clear is that you all have music coming that comes out as Famous Ones, the group, and then you have individual projects. Like you mentioned, you're going to be coming out with your album.
Right, right. Famous Ones Presents is the single artist out of Famous Ones, and then Famous Ones is a whole group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, for sure. And then look forward to Jace. His new single coming out. So I think he's going to be on vocals. Yeah, so just look forward to all that, you know, all the good stuff. And then even if you're down to collaborate, you know, we're down for that as well, too. You know, singers, like you said, people that play other instruments, kind of like gorditos and stuff like that. So we're always open to work with anybody, you know. So if you're mm-hmm. out there listening, make sure y'all tap in with us, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, any kind of music that we can... we can integrate it somehow.
Yeah. Some rock, some orchestra, whatever you got.
Yeah, sure. Something like that. But yeah, you can collab with 97cflores@gmail.com. Or you can contact me at 520-840-2712 for collabs.
Awesome. All right. You guys want to say any last words before we finish out the hour with some music?
Yeah, shout out these guys right here. They're, you know, before they even hit me up, I wasn't really doing much besides working on my life, you know. I've been just working and grinding, that's all. And then ever since these guys been hit me up, it's been expanding more and different things. So shout out these guys right here, Famous Ones.
Yeah, for sure. And shout out to, like I said, everybody in San Lucie, everybody in Hill Event. You know, everybody's finally tapping in and showing the support. So we appreciate all that, you know, everybody's showing support online, even like in person as well, too. People would be like, oh, yeah, I heard that new album you got, or I seen a shirt that you did or something like that. So we appreciate all, you know, all the love, you know. Shout out to Hill Event Smoke Shop.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to all the artists, you know, that helped us, you know, get where we're at now. You know, always supporting, even from like across the U.S., you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to everybody. Thanks for the support. We love y'all. Shout out to my moms. We want to be here without moms and pops.
Yeah, shout out to the whole team, you know what I mean? Because it's not just us, the you know what I mean, the players, you know what I mean? There's a whole bunch of other people that are behind the scenes that, you know what I mean, help us get a lot of stuff done, you know what I mean? So it's not just us only, you know what I mean? We have a whole team behind us, too. So, you know what I mean? If you're getting into music, make sure you have a solid team behind you as well, too.
For sure. Yeah, yeah, we got a small circle. And shout out to my lady for keeping me rolling.
Awesome. All right. Well, up next at the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to get into a night interlude with Danae, but we're going to close out this hour with some music from Famous Ones. Once again, I'm your host, Lady T, right here. And thank you all for joining us on tonight's Locals Only. Take it away, guys. Bye.